find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're here on this Wednesday, the 14th of March, 2007. And on today's program, we have a little bit of guest shuffle here. The gentleman that was to be with me today, well, we've rescheduled him for next Wednesday. And we've got somebody else in studio today. Randy Kilton will be joining us. He's been doing he'll be doing a seminar here, I think, next Saturday. And this is a very fascinating story. You know how they tell you folks that you can't go after our representatives, judges, law enforcement, civilly? Well, you can go after them criminally. And evidently he's been wiping the floor up with his approach. So we'll hear more about that. We'll bring him up in about a half hour. And also, a little program note here, we've got a guy that has been on the air before, his website, justbelli, I do believe that is, .com, and this is a gentleman out of Alaska. You may remember him, and his name is Ralph Winterroad, and I'm going to have him on the program tomorrow, and he'll be starting on this network Friday. And, folks, he's got information that is just going to absolutely blow you away. See, here at this network, ladies and gentlemen, we're tired of talking about the problems. We're up to our eyeballs in problems. What we're lacking in is the solutions. And you know, I'm getting tired of hyping all the bad news. And we'll continue to report the bad news because you need to be kept abreast. But what we desperately need is effective and immediate relief. And how do I spell relief? It ain't Rolaids. Okay? It is putting these creatures back in the box from whence they came. So we'll hear his story. And, of course, Ralph Winterroad, his first show will be on Friday, and that will be at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And, of course, that's on 5.050, and that program will be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And, of course, folks, as I said again, it's about the solutions because we already know what the problems are all about. So having said that, we'll get on with the program here. Break coming up in just a minute. And I want to tell you about the Texas Toll Party and what they've been doing here with a little moratorium bill on, that's right, the Trans-Texas Corridor. And we've got some real good news on that. Richard Reeves just called me up prior to the broadcast here, and I will relay that information to you. Folks, it takes people to roll up their sleeves, get involved, to start beating the snot out of these people because everything they're doing is either illegal, unconstitutional, or it just ain't plain right, okay? So we will talk about all of that and get this program off and running after this first break. And I want to play you something from a guy, they sent this to me, Johnny Tex. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. You're gonna love this. It's the immigration song. And no, it's not done by Led Zeppelin. It's done by Johnny Tex and the Texicans. We'll be right back.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon. causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are back. I'll tell you what, I'm going to spin this. I used to say play the LP, but we're not in the vinyl stage anymore. We're in the CD realm. This is Johnny Tex and the Texicans. I wanted to get him up on air for a few minutes today, but we've got some people who are going to schedule him out. We'll bring him up for a little bit. I understand this is playing on local radio, I do believe, here in Austin. But this is So Long, Texas, Hello, Mexico, the immigration song, Johnny Tex and the Texicans. Listen closely. Yeah. And there we go.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. Lone Star State should be renamed Texico. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me. There's no controlling that tide that keeps rolling across the line. This old Texas cowboy feels like my home state's no longer mine. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. Yep, turnabout's fair play. Heck, I already love the food and tequila. I'm gonna fly that Lone Star flag at Old Glory every day. I'm gonna celebrate every 4th of July. I'm gonna make them print them forms in English just for me. I'm gonna marry me a pretty senorita. We're gonna have free medical care and free education for all our kids. Heck, playing my old guitar is the only other skill I got. I wonder if we'll see old George Strait over there.
Hey, gringo, you're swimming the wrong way, man.
Yeah, I know. Hey, amigo, you got a sea scare?
And that, folks, we're going to have to get this guy on the air. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. Or as he says in the song, Texico. Now, I've suggested this before, that we get down there and, well, we just go in there and, well, let's take 15, 20 million Americans down there, seeing as how we probably have double that number here of their people, and get down there and, well, just set up shop and start flying the Texas flag and American flag and get free health care and, you know, all of those things and make demands and, you know, we don't have to pay no stinking taxes, you know, that, those sorts of things. So I think it's a plan. And if that doesn't work, let me see. We got up to 40 million illegals in this country. Wonder if half of them still love Mexico. We'll give them a brown bag, a pistol, a bandolero, you know, a little ammunition belt, and send them down there, and they can have a good old revolution and take their country back from the crime families. Then after they're done with that, maybe we can recruit them to come into this country as mercenaries to restore our own constitutional government. I wouldn't look for that to happen, but at any rate, you understand the point. So there is news about out there that actions are being taken by the National Guard. How many years have we've been talking about this, folks, that we need to put our, at least, some people have said that, you know, well, we need to put our troops on the border. Well, and people argue and wrangle back and forth that, hey, you know, remember Posse Comitatus, that our troops won't be put on our soil for military actions? That's why the National Guard is a natural choice. Some people argue that, but I do believe the right way to go is to use the National Guard. Yes, I know that they've been nationalized, they've been federalized, but it's exactly what's happening in Arizona. The Arizona House approved a proposal Thursday that would give Governor Janet Napolitano $10 million to pay for sending National Guard troops to the state's border with Mexico to detain illegal immigrants, let's just say illegal aliens, if there is a state of emergency at the international border. There is already, not if, there is a state of national emergency for national security reasons. Nearly 2,500 National Guard members are already at the Arizona border as part of the President Bush's plan to perform support duties that tie up immigration agents. Yeah, 2,500 National Guard members to support what on the border? You mean not enough Border Patrol agents? Yeah. the soldiers aren't authorized to make arrests. Well, that needs to change also. But the proposal at the legislature is in response to a decision by four Tennessee National Guard members to back off and call in patrol agents on January 3rd as the gunmen approached their observation post near Arizona-Mexico border. The agents weren't able to find a gunman. No shots were fired. They do not need to retreat, said the bill's sponsor, Republican Ward Nichols of Chandler, who has suggested the gunmen were testing the resolve of the troops. The bill, approved in a 38-15 vote, now moves to the Senate. It would put an estimated additional 100 troops at the border who would be able to detain illegal immigrants if the governor were to decide to use the National Guard in a state of emergency at the international border. That's the weak point here. You got to get her to say that there's an emergency. There is, so why even put that provision in there? But these politicians, they need loopholes. Now, supporters said the current rules for guard members at the border are too restrictive and leave the troops vulnerable to armed criminals, which is true. Opponents said the guard members did exactly as they were trained to do and were only supposed to perform support duties such as monitoring border points, assisting with cargo inspection, and operate surveillance cameras. Well, that's through the known checkpoints, folks. We're talking about miles and miles of border between the United States and Mexico, and there ain't a whole lot of cargo inspection areas there. We're talking about the people that are coming into this country illegally, okay? The bill said guard members can take appropriate actions to defend themselves and don't need to retreat. Now, Representative Tom Pazelski of Tucson, who voted against the proposal, said, "Did guard members object to the word retreat because they believe it implies that they're doing their work at the border with cowardice?" A lot of politician spin stuff. "The presence of this word in any legislation is not a tough stance on immigration, but a complete and utter lack of respect for our National Guard soldiers, who failed in an attempt to remove the word from the bill." Now, Representative Ray Barnes of Phoenix, a supporter of the bill, said the blame for the retreat rests with the people who gave the order to pull back and not with the four guard members. Napolitano, who has declined to comment on the bill, vetoed a bill last year that would have required her to send National Guard troops to the border if she declared a border emergency. Napolitano, who at times was pushing a plan to send troops to the border to assist federal authorities, objected to the bill's requirement that she send troops to the border, a mandate that she said was an unconstitutional infringement on her powers to command the National Guard. They're going to keep playing politics with this deal, folks, but it's starting to move in the right direction. My only question is, where in the heck are they going to get the National Guard members? They're all over in Iraq and Afghanistan right now. I don't know where they're going to get these guys, but they're obviously going to try it. And along those lines, the Washington Times today ran a story. The Democratic chairman of the House committee has granted a request by the panel's ranking Republican for a hearing to explore potential foreign influences in the U.S. government's prosecution of two U.S. Border Patrol agents and a Texas deputy sheriff. Representative Bill Delahunt of Massachusetts, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on International Organizations, Human Rights and Oversight, yesterday said he has scheduled the hearing for late April or early May to address concerns by Republicans about the prosecutions. "I know that several members have expressed concern about these cases, and I want to address those concerns," Mr. Delahunt told the Washington Times. "I have no information whatsoever about the authenticity of assertions made in the cases, but out of respect to them, I've decided to hold a hearing." Now, Delahunt said that while the subcommittee's jurisdiction in the matter is limited, it could and would focus on whether influences from foreign officials were used to bring the cases against law enforcement officials. Read that as pressure from Mexico. Now, the request for the hearing came from Representative Dana Rohrabacher, California Republican, who questioned whether the Mexican government tried to influence U.S. officials to prosecute Border Patrol agents Ramos and Compion in Edwards County, Texas. The deputy sheriff Hernandez was also involved. I'll finish with this story and a couple other little blips here on the radar screen. And I want to make that announcement about the Texas Toll Party and what's happening in our own legislature here in Texas, and it is positive. Stay tuned for good news, folks.
We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Continuing with a story from the Washington Times, Jerry Sepper wrote this. The request for the hearing from Dana Rohrabacher, who has questioned whether the Mexican government tried to influence U.S. officials to prosecute Border Patrol agents, Compion Ramos, and the Texas deputy sheriff, Mr. Hernandez from Edwards County. All three law enforcement officers were prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton in San Antonio, an ally of President Bush since his days as Texas governor. Maybe the job will be opening up when we dump the Attorney General that Bush drug up from Texas to do his bidding and crime in Washington, D.C. Now, before his appointment as U.S. Attorney, Mr. Sutton served in Washington as an Associate Deputy Attorney General at the Justice Department and a policy coordinator for the Bush transition team at Justice. That probably is going to be the next guy once we dump the current guy. From 95 to 2000, he was criminal justice policy director for Mr. Bush, advising the governor on all criminal justice issues with specific oversight in the areas of criminal law, prison capacity and management, parole operations, and legislative initiatives. He says, I commend Chairman Delahunt for his willingness to pursue this issue. Mr. Rohrabacher said, this hearing will permit us to conduct an official investigation into aspects of the Ramos and Compion prosecution and other cases where a pattern of questionable foreign influence seems to exist. Now, Ramos, 37, and Compion, 28, were sentenced in January to 11 to 12 year prison terms, respectively, for shooting a drug smuggling suspect after he abandoned 743 pounds of marijuana on the border near Fabens, Texas, and fled back into Mexico. Though the agents said they thought the Mexican national had a weapon, Hernandez, 25, was convicted in December for shooting at a truck loaded with illegal aliens after the driver tried to run him down. He faces sentencing Monday when he could receive up to 10 years in federal prison. Prosecutors said he violated the civil rights of an illegal alien in the van when a metal fragment hit her in the lip as he shot out the vehicle's rear tires. I hope this administration will be more forthright and cooperative than they have been thus far, considering all of our requests for information will now be part of an official subcommittee investigation, Rohrabacher said. If a foreign government is having an undue influence on the decisions of our government to make concessions for illegal aliens over our law enforcement officers, the American people have the right to know about it. By the way, Mr. Rohrabacher has challenged Mr. Bush to pardon the two agents, saying, "We're going to find out whose side you're on, the American people or the side of our enemies." Can you say North American Union? The answer is obvious, folks. He's on the side of oil, and Mexico has a lot of it, and he's on the side of cheap labor in this country, which 40 million illegals in this country can attest to, along with the people hiring them illegally. You know, I wonder if Mr. Rohrabacher, now that he's going to do this, and he's going to have an official investigation, then maybe we should go after AIPAC next, and the undue Israeli influence in our government. I doubt that, but if trends continue and more people have moxie to go after real criminals and their undue influence on American government, maybe that would be the natural progression. You know, I don't know of too many officers that have gone to jail, been found guilty. I mean, I watch cops, don't you, folks? When a suspect tries to run an officer over, that's the same as kind of pulling a gun on an officer, and they shoot you. They don't shoot the tires out. They shoot you. So at any rate, it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. South Carolina may offer inmates a way out, kidney first. Story by Associated Press in Columbia, South Carolina. Inmates in South Carolina could soon find that a kidney is worth 180 days. Lawmakers are considering legislation that would let prisoners donate organs or bone marrow in exchange for time off their sentences. This is not funny, but I'm just getting a mental picture here. You know, the guy gets out of prison, he's minus his kidney, you know, an eyeball, you know, whatever else. You know, it's the old story about the dog. I'm missing my dog. He has one missing leg, missing eye, no tail. His name's Lucky. Yeah. The state Senate panel this week endorsed creating an organ and tissue donation program for inmates, but legislators postponed debate on the measure to reduce the sentences of participants, citing concerns that federal law may not allow it. We should not allow people that are even suggesting this sort of thing. The proposal approved by the Senate Corrections and Penology Subcommittee would set up a volunteer donor program in prisons to teach inmates about the need for donors. But lawmakers want legal advice before acting on a bill that would shave up to 180 days off of the prison sentence for inmates who donate. South Carolina advocates for organ donations said the incentive policy would be the first of its kind in the nation. Yeah, I believe it is. Federal law makes it illegal to give organ donors valuable consideration. Lawmakers want to know whether the term could apply to time off prison sentences. Mary Jo Cagle, chief medical officer of Bon Secours St. Francis Health Systems in Greenville, urged senators to find an allowable incentive. But Melissa Blevins, executive director of Donate Life South Carolina, said any incentive would break the law and the principle behind the donors. Corrections Department Director John Osment said he believes inmates would donate even without the incentive. 180 days off for a kidney, that's all I get? What's it worth on the open market? What is a kidney worth on the open market? I don't know. Ask the Chinese that are selling illegal gotten gains, organs and eyeballs and everything else. Ask them what they're getting fair market value in the United States. I do believe these guys should get the 6 months and the cash for shaving off 180 days. We'll see if Lucky gets out of prison. We'll be right back right after this short break. We'll be bringing up Randy Kilton here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Oh, those polycarbonate terrorists out there. Well, they just need to be tracked down, folks. Dogs used to tackle movie and music piracy. In Sepang, Malaysia, Lucky and Flo, Malaysia's latest weapons in tracking rampant music and movie piracy, started work at the country's biggest international airport Tuesday, sniffing out shipments for fake optical disc. The two black labs are on loan for a month from the Motion Picture Association of America, which says its members, including top Hollywood studio Paramount Pictures, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox, and Universal, lost $1.2 billion to Asia-Pacific movie pirates in 2006. It's the first time dogs have been used by authorities anywhere around the world to detect contraband disc, said Mike Ellis, regional director for the MPAA. It took about 9 months and $17,000 to train the dogs to detect polycarbonates, the chemicals used in disc manufacturing process. Although the dogs cannot tell the difference between real or pirated discs, they can detect if DVDs are hidden among shipments signed off as a consignment of something else. Like their fellow canine counterparts trained to sniff drugs and narcotics, these two Labradors have been trained to detect optical disc. On Tuesday, the dogs found discs hidden among more than 50 boxes scattered around the cargo complex, eventually uncovering a pirated box set of long-running TV sitcom, Friends, among others, in less than 10 minutes. Folks, we're being protected by the polycarbonate terrorist of the world. Don't you feel safe now? And an announcement here on the Texas Toll Party, we have an update. I read this yesterday, and I'll go through the original news and then do the update. They have more than two-thirds of the Texas Senate signed on to the two-year moratorium bill on the Trans-Texas Corridor and the CDAs. Now, the CDAs, again, being what TxDOT uses to keep toll deals a secret. They get a lot of money for keeping the lid on everything. Now, they say if we get more than two-thirds of the state reps, Governor Perry can't veto the bill. And I'm going to invite you to go and click on this corridorwatch.org and to get an up-to-the-minute list of those who have signed on and those who have not. And you can click the name and write down the capital phone number of the reps. And all you have to do when you go to corridorwatch.org is click on the legislative scorecard, and that will give you all the information that you need. Now, the update on this is that 93 members, okay, of the 150 members of the House, 93 have signed on. The Senate side, 25 of the 31 Texas senators have signed on to this thing. So obviously, it takes real grass movement initiatives here, ladies and gentlemen, for our lawgivers, our lawmakers, to do the right thing. And apparently, they're not too far away from having the majority on this deal. So please, folks, you here in Texas, go to quarterwatch.org, draw up or bring up the legislative scorecard, find out who's not signed on yet, get your friends, your neighbors, get on the phones, and let's stop this toll deal dead in its tracks. Once we get this moratorium, it'll give us time, a breather, to go after these creatures on the further conversion of assets here in the state of Texas. I mean, this is what they're doing across the board, folks. You know, what do you do? What do you bargain with when you're fresh out of money? The only thing left is real estate and infrastructure, and do not forget the executive order signed in 1992, I believe it was April of 92, that allowed for the conversion of publicly held assets to be turned over to private corporations. Remember what Benito Mussolini called it, corporatism, or what we refer to as fascism. We're rife with it in this country. It's time the criminals go, and go they must, and go they will, if you will it, folks, if you want it to happen. Here's the deal. Ain't none of this stuff going to happen without your participation. And it's time. There's enough information. There's enough things going on out there. And folks, even if you know, here's the deal. You may say that this is an overwhelming problem and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, well, you know what? If you can do a little, that's better than doing nothing. If you do nothing, we've resigned ourselves to the situation we're in, and we are going to go down. But enough of us do a little bit. Remember the old term, many hands make for light work? If a little more of us do a little bit more, then things get done. Don't sit back and wait for somebody else to pick up the gauntlet and do something with it. It's your duty. It's your obligation. It is your responsibility. Not unless you want to live in Texaco. At any rate, I have in studio with me Randy Kilton. The website is juristimprudence.com. And Randy is here to tell us a little story. And it reverts back to a guy that's sitting in the little anteroom here staring at me through the window about some cops that showed up on property to go after somebody that was burying garbage. Now, when I first heard this story, I don't know if you remember Arlo Guthrie's song, you know, about the 8x10 glossy photographs of the scene of the crime. That's right. It was Alice's Restaurant. Well, here's Alice's Restaurant, I mean, in the real world. And I've got Randy Kilton here to explain more about the story and, more importantly, what he's doing to criminally, not civilly, see, they protected themselves against civil lawsuits, but to criminally go after those that are criminally doing the action against what? We the people. Good afternoon, Randy.
Good afternoon.
Oops, his mic is not hot. You better get his mic hot. Let's try that again.
Hello?
There you are.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Randy, interesting case here. Now, let's go back into this a little bit. I do believe the gentleman in question here is a Danny Mark Schultz. No?
No, that's an individual that's in jail in Conroe. I filed a writ of habeas corpus with the district judge. He refused to see me for the stated reason that I was not an attorney. So I went directly to the district attorney and demanded that the district attorney arrest the judge. The judge refused, so I filed this writ of habeas corpus with the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals.
Okay, we'll get to Danny Mark Schultz here in a second. Who's the guy in here with the incriminating bobcat?
Oh, this is a guy that the police department got a report that somebody had buried some trash on some property. And they went
and
out.
This was in where?
This is in Johnson County.
Okay, you got to fill in these details because these people have not heard this story.
Okay, we're in Johnson County, Texas. The policeman went out there, looked. He didn't find any sign of any trash being buried, but he looked across the fence and saw this bobcat sitting over there. And he thought, "Wow, you could bury trash with that." And he went across and looked, and lo and behold, there was no ID sticker on the bobcat.
Now, this wasn't on the property that was reported, and they saw this bobcat sitting on this gentleman's property and decided to hop the fence, go over there and take a look at it?
They actually took the fence down.
Okay.
They were a little too heavy to climb over it.
Okay.
And so they went onto this person's property, and when they found the ID plate missing, they asked around, found out who owned it, called Steve, and Steve claimed he owned it. They asked him to come down, bring proof, which he did. Brought the plate, brought his bill of sale. But he made one minor little error, tactical error. He wanted to know what they were doing on his property. Where'd you get probable cause to come on my property? He said, "Why don't you just get off my property? You're trespassing. Get out of here." Well, they didn't take that well. So they decided to confiscate his bobcat, even though he had proof it was his.
Because there might have been a commission of crime with this unidentified bobcat that he identified, but here's Sheriff Obie that's too fat to crawl over the fence, so, okay, all right, continue.
Well, so they're going to do one of these, they're going to adjust his attitude for him. So they took the bobcat. 3 months later, he told me about it. I had already worked over the Johnson County, Texas, so I went down with him and called this, got a hold of this deputy who I knew personally and wanted to see his probable cause. And he told me that if I have to produce probable cause, I'll produce a complaint and I'll arrest Mr. Fritz over here. And I told him, "Well, go ahead. We'll bail him out and we'll go to the grand jury." Well, since he threatened us, we went to the local coffee shop and got on the internet, and I made up a set of complaints for aggravated robbery. If you take something from someone whilst you're displaying a deadly weapon, penal code defines that as aggravated robbery. And it doesn't distinguish between private citizens, public officials.
I was going to say who the robbers are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So we went to since I had already forced the district attorney to allow me to present complaints to the grand jury.
Oh, there's that infamous, often not used in the jurisprudence system, the grand jury.
Oh, this is magic.
Okay.
It's been hidden from us. All these people that I talk to who are frustrated with the system, they go in there and they try to get these judges to do what they're supposed to, and they don't do what they're supposed to, and they get all upset. Well, I go down there and I try to get them to do things they're supposed to, so that they won't do it. I don't get upset. I say, "Wonderful." The reason I had gotten after Johnson County is I went to the sheriff's department and asked to see the morning arraignment hearing. And they told me I couldn't see that. And I said, "Sure I can." They said, no, we hold that deep in the jail and you'd be a security risk." "Well, hold it somewhere else." And the lady said, "Well, we can't." I said, "Don't tell me that. Go get the judge to tell me that." And she got this little smile on her face. I guess she figures the judge's going to wind my clock. And goes to the judge and came back and said, "The judge said you couldn't hear it. So get me a lieutenant, a captain, or the sheriff." She goes and gets a lieutenant. I tell the lieutenant, "This judge back here won't let me see that hearing." She says, "Yes, Mr. Kelton, I know. I want you to go back there and I want you to arrest that judge." "Oh, no, Mr. Kelton, I can't arrest the judge." "Sure you can. Just go back and stick the cuffs on her and drag her off to jail, just like you would me." You don't have far to go. She's already in the jail. He refused. So, well, Lieutenant, life is filled with little decisions. We all get to make some. Your turn. Are you going to perform your duty as prescribed by Article 213 Code of Criminal Procedure? Or are you going to shield that judge from prosecution in violation of 3805 of the Penal Code?
Now, all this penal code and codes and all that stuff, it doesn't mean beans to me and probably not to the listeners.
It doesn't need to. If a public official violates a law relating to his office, he has committed a criminal act. And it says a law, any law, makes no difference. And the reason I did that is I wanted that police officer to do exactly what he did. I wanted him to refuse to arrest the judge. I wanted the judge to refuse to allow me to see that hearing. Because now I get to go to the district attorney.
Now, okay, now let's be clear about this hearing. And that involved
people who had been arrested overnight and brought before the magistrate.
Okay. So this was a magistrate we were dealing with here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and for reasons of security?
Yeah, they hold it deep in the jail.
Deep in the jail. So there. Now, is the system the one we have seen where they have the TV cameras in the jail cell and the judge is someplace else?
Yes. That's, okay. That's technically legal, but most of them don't do that. A friend of mine is a justice of the peace, and he hates those things.
Yeah, because the way the system used to be before they got real high tech with this thing and considered everything a threat to be, you know, to the judge and to the court and the proceedings and for ease and, you know, gosh, we'll leave the prisoner locked up, we'll put a little camera on him, and the judge gets to see the image of the person on a TV screen. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but I thought we were supposed to be able to be faced by our accusers. And the way I'm seeing it right now, these black-robed whores sitting on these benches are the accusers for the state or the prosecution. That's all the big same club. But at least we should be able to stand in front of them in their little court.
Oh, this is much, much worse than you imagine.
Really?
Had they allowed me to see that hearing, I would have asked the bailiff to arrest the judge.
That's probably why they didn't want you in there. They were probably citing the correct thing. For our security, we're not going to let you in there.
It's complex. I have this document on my website I call the Frog Farm Conspiracy.
All right. Did we jump over the Bobcat deal here?
Yeah, we'll get...
Okay, well, let's take things in progression because I'm getting to be an old man here and my memory doesn't work as well.
Okay,
so you
got
to help me.
Good point. Let me go back to the Bobcat.
All right.
Anyway, with that process, I wound up stinging the district attorney.
Okay.
He was worried about me.
Okay, so how exactly did we do that again?
I took a complaint against that judge and gave it to him. And he didn't give it to the grand jury. Article 7.03 Code of Criminal Procedure, the first statute under duties of officers that places any duty on any officer. The legislature put this one as the very first one. It says, and I'm paraphrasing here, if a prosecuting attorney has it made known to him in any manner that a public official has violated a law relating to his office, he shall present the complaint to the grand jury. Shall. Only one court case on the subject that's on point, Miller versus State. 20 people arrested for Class C misdemeanor gambling. One guy prosecuted, found guilty. Fifth point of appeal, selective prosecution. The court said, since no other litigant was similarly situated as the High Sheriff of Brazos County, that the district attorney under 703 had absolutely no discretion. He must give it to the grand jury. And he didn't.
Okay, so going back to Steve here and his Bobcat problem in the hidden garbage or maybe a crime that's being committed.
It was a tiny crime. That's a good part.
Well, who was it exactly that made the complaint about this supposed garbage being buried in the first place? Did you ever discover that?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Never did find out.
You know, this kind of reminds me, we got to go to break here in about a minute. This kind of reminds me of what the police officers used to do for probable cause of pulling people over. they would say that, well, when, and you always ask the question, when the little red and blue light boys show up on mm-hmm. scene and you're rolling down your window and he's standing there asking for your paperwork to pass through, you know, you ask to, usually ask the cop, you know, why'd you pull me over? And they would insist that you show them the proof of insurance and driver license and all that other stuff. And some cops would give you a lame excuse. They'll say, well, your vehicle matched the description of a stolen car or somebody that committed a felony or whatever. They'll just give you anything that they want. Now they don't even bother doing that. Now they're, if you're on the highway or stopped at a traffic light, the cops behind you with a little computer hooked into the NCIC, and they're running plates. Now, that's no probable cause. He didn't see you doing anything. He's just nebby-nosing in your business, even though that your plates may appear, depending on what state you're from. Down here in Texas, we got to put these little stupid stickers on the window with the super sticky stuff to survive the Texas sun, and we all know what that's like to change them out every year. But going along with the thing about probable cause, they've even done away with that. So we're just talking about just the police out there trying to protect all of us and violating our constitutional rights and due process. And we got to call Sheriff Obie here and get those scenes of the crime, the 8x10 glossy photographs. We'll be right back here with Randy Kilton right after this. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
folks, we're back with Randy Kelton. The website, jurisimprudence.com. Oh, goody, the coffee is here for my rough throat. Thank you very much. Okay, now, Randy, back to the bobcat here in question. So we have a sheriff that we don't know who filed the complaint, comes out to a piece of property, sees nothing going on. Somebody looks across the fence line and sees this bobcat sitting there, so that must be part of the criminal process for this. I guess it's a crime burying garbage, but having said that, these guys show up, they think they see something that might be involved in a crime on property that was not even mentioned. They just eyeball this guy's property, so they tear down the fence. They don't even bother climbing over. They tear it down. How did they tear it down?
It was just a barbed wire fence.
Oh, okay.
Pulled out a couple of staples.
Okay, and just walk through. All right, so he goes through the process here, and they want to take the thing. They bring a rig out to load this thing up to take it where to identify it?
Take it to the sheriff's department to identify it.
To impound it and identify it.
And they forced him to load it with their hands on their pistols at threat of arrest. And the point of all this is because I had kind of jerked the district attorney around, he didn't try to shield Steve from the grand jury. So we went down and asked to see the grand jury directly.
Right.
They let him in. The district attorney did everything he could to discredit Steve. But he screwed up and did it in front of the grand jury. His problem with grand juries, you know, everybody...
That stops the prosecution where the state can just nail you and bypass anybody, any fact-finding body.
It's the popular old salt that any prosecutor worth his salt can get a ham sandwich indicted. The problem a prosecutor has is keeping the ham sandwich from getting indicted.
Right.
When Steve sat down in front of that grand jury, they're looking at a citizen reporting a public official. And grand juries really think what they're doing is important. And now they are concerned because they're not used to that. They're used to just district attorney coming, feeding them a line, and they take it.
Yeah, not an individual coming in and saying this guy's committing a crime.
Yeah, well, the citizen comes in, and now they get at their attention. Well, Steve told them what happened, and he told them that, they looked at the bobcat and the plate was missing. That would establish probable cause. But they couldn't come on my property to find that out without a warrant.
Right.
And because they did, they're criminal trespassers.
The identification plate is missing from the bobcat because he knocked it off on a tree.
Right.
But I'm still a little fuzzy here because this bobcat was supposedly involved in a crime of burying garbage, but because an identification plate wasn't on it, you're breaking the law?
They kind of guessed it might have been. Oh, yeah. No. What that does is legally gives the policeman reasonable cause to believe that it might have been stolen.
Oh, now we're dealing with a stolen bobcat that might be involved in burying garbage.
But he can't find that out legally unless he has cause to get on that property.
Why in the heck didn't he just ask him?
He did.
And Steve is going to abscond with the bobcat and take off to Mexico or something to avoid prosecution?
Nah, Steve pissed him off.
Okay.
That was the deal.
All right.
So they was going to show him.
Right. Who's boss? All right. We got to take the break here. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming right up, ladies and gentlemen. We'll dig further into Sheriff Obie and the commission of the crime of the garbage. We'll do that right after this. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the second hour of the National Intel Report, I know it's short notice, but it's also carried on 12.180 on your shortwave dial. We'll be right back.